I brought something with me at camp because it made such a deep impression upon me that I thought it might be a blessing to others to share it. It was a letter I received just recently. There's a gentleman by the name of Mike Russell. He was well known to the Weaver family and some others. They have been sitting under his ministry for some time now. And I met him at Pilgrim Camp over 30 years ago and enjoyed some fellowship with him then. And then a couple years later, he came and visited New York City and wanted to come to the faith home. And then I was, I think, the only one available to spend the day with him. And so I did. I took him around, and we had nice fellowship together. And then I lost contact with him for 30 years at least. But in this past year, I received a couple of letters from him. He had occasion to write me. And this was a letter that I just received on June 6th, or it was written on June 6th. I think I received it a little bit later. But he says, "Dear Friedmans, greetings in Jesus' precious name. I trust all is well with your family. I'm glad that in these dark days of trial and difficulty, the dear Lord Jesus has lovingly given us this hope as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Our eyes look unto him and are lightened, and our faces are not ashamed." Those, of course, are passages from Hebrews and the Psalms as well. "To update you on my situation, I have spent quite a few days in the hospital and suffered more setbacks with the muscular dystrophy, finally losing all use of my right hand as well as the ability to swallow. My speech is also somewhat affected. They inserted a feeding tube, and barring a gracious miracle, I have tasted my last food and drink. What a blessing that the Lord reminds us the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I am back home now, being helped by friends whose hearts the Lord has touched, and looking to Jesus for all I need. Due to the physical incapacities, I'm having a friend type up this letter for me." And then he goes on and mentions the occasion for his writing. And then he says, "May God bless you with his heavenly gift, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you always, Mike." I thought, what a sweet letter. Here's a man that's really in great, great need. And is he complaining? Is he pitying himself? Is he questioning why God's letting him go through that? I was amazed that he was writing a letter in that state. And after he writes, "God bless you always, Mike," then there's something written, handwritten, and it says here, "Mike went to be with the Lord, with Jesus, on June 7th. This was one of the last letters he was involved in writing." The letter's dated June 6th, and Mike went to be with the Lord June 7th. Boy, that hit me. How precious. What a walk with God. You can't pretend. You can't put on a good front when you're in a condition like that. What God has done in you comes out. And here was a man who had given himself to prayer, waiting on God, surrendering himself to the will of God, looking to God to help him and heal him. And yet, whatever Jesus saw best, he was willing to embrace. And there is not a hint of self-pity, not a hint of complaint, not a hint of anything like that. But just speaking about how good God is and how precious his kingdom is. And then even in a condition like that, to write me a letter. I don't know that I'd be writing anybody's letters at a time like that. I'd be very much occupied with myself and my need, and let somebody else write the letter. That can wait. And just so gracious. So, and I just, as I read the letter and some of the other letters that I received from him recently, I just felt, why, what a place in God that man had found. And what a loss for us when God took him. Our loss is heaven's gain, they say. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You know, Jesus has the time of our stepping from this life into the next is not something that God is haphazard about. Not that he's haphazard about anything. But the moment we step from this life into his presence, he's been waiting for that. He's looking for that. He's preparing us for that. And when his preparation is complete, there's no need to keep us here. He calls us to higher service. Now, I don't think that Brother Mike is disappointed at all that he wasn't healed. We might be, understandably. But when he stepped into the presence of God, oh, hallelujah, there was no defeat. How can there be defeat? How can we look at God didn't answer our prayer as a defeat when God takes that soul into the glorious, eternal presence of his Savior, whom he loved and served so many years. And so, I don't know why I had it in my heart to share this letter with you, but maybe it would impress you in the same way that it impressed me. And to think, people can find a place in God. That when we give ourselves to prayer and a life of prayer and a life of fellowship with Jesus, that when we find ourselves in the darkest trials, Jesus really is our light. And we find that these times spent seeking God were not in vain. Even when it seemed like nothing was happening, God was building something in our souls that was very real. And that is more precious than anything that this world could have ever offered us. Praise God. And so, as we spend time in his presence, God will deal with us about consecration and deal with us about these things that we've been hearing about, because he wants to build something very real and eternal in our souls. So, we want to go to prayer tonight. And maybe there are some prayer requests that you would like to make known. We certainly want to continue to pray for the work here at camp and thank God for all that he's doing. I asked my daughter, Bethany, how are you doing down there? How are the meetings? Oh, last night was really special, she said. And then I spoke to Corinne, one of the counselors, and I said, what's happening down there? Oh, last night, she said, was really a very special time. The Lord just, we had such a wonderful time of waiting on him. The girls stayed after, and they sought the Lord and waited on him, and then they started praying for one another, and the Lord was so near and working. And she said, all the meetings have been really good. Jesus has been coming. Well, those are answers to prayer, and we thank God for that. But let's keep praying. Let's keep praying. There are a few days left, and we certainly want the Lord to accomplish all that he has in his heart to accomplish for each of the campers and counselors alike. And certainly we want to be praying for the meetings down here, that the Lord has been near to us and that we've had some precious times, and I know God has more for us, and I want to get in tune with all that God wants to do and say, and all of us. So let's pray for these meetings and for the ministry, and that Jesus will just manifest himself and have his way in all of our gatherings. And of course, we're praying for the staff, thanking God for every one of them, praying that God will strengthen them with new life, and that God will enable them to fulfill in their call at this time. But then we have some personal needs, don't we? Some of you have come to camp burdened. There are people on your heart. There are There are people that you've been praying for. Maybe you have needs in your own life. Some of those are very private between you and the Lord. We understand that. But then there are some things that we can pray together about, and we're happy to do that. But before we do, I thought it'd be nice to give Brother Gus an opportunity to... it's his birthday. I said, told Lily, I said, boy, I guess Gus has been slaving in the kitchen every birthday for the last how many years? I don't know. That's how he celebrates his birthday. He comes to Pilgrim Camp and works in the kitchen. And God blesses him for it. We appreciate it. Brother Gus, would you like to give God the glory?
Yeah, thank you. I did spend quite a few birthdays up here. But I'm very thankful for the Lord saving my soul, most of all. I'm thankful for this wonderful salvation that He brought me into. That He revealed Himself to me. That He's been very faithful to me for so many years. As I said the other day, the wonderful answers to prayer. I can go back quite a few years when I was a teenager, 16, 17 years old, when I started working at a restaurant. And I remember then, 18, 19, every fall, I used to see Brother Gordon, Brother Carl Saylor, pulling in a restaurant for years. They used to come in. You could see their faces, they were worn out. But they had a smile on their faces. The camp season was over. They had meetings, a trustee meeting, I guess, at the faith home. And I would question Brother Mosbach, what do these people do? What do they do? And he explained it to me, and he told me what was going on. And sure enough, I found out things as I was getting older, the gracious Lord came into my life and He saved me. And I'll be grateful forever and ever for that. But in the later years after Brother Carl Saylor Sr. Retired, was up here at camp. And we came to visit him quite a few times. And we'll go and we'll sit, we'll pray, remember things. And the moment we spoke about camp, his face would lit up and he would smile and talk about it, about this and talk about that. And he was so happy. So, you know, as the years go by, I see how important the work that he was doing for so many years. And now, the years that I'm involved with camp, and I see year after year, new groups come up, new staff. I'm amazed at the faithfulness of God, how He provides, how He works, how He changes lives, and how He answers the prayer. When we started a few days ago, everything was so difficult, everything was so disorganized. But then, the Spirit of God came down in the kitchen. He met the waitresses. All these prayers that go on every day here, our home churches that we pray constantly about, this staff, and this and that, how wonderfully he answers those prayers. And I can say with all my heart that I see these young children here, that all of a sudden they become men or women the last few days, respond to this call. Who does that? The grace of God, his love that he has for us, the way he saved us. And this birthday is very special to me. I'm so thankful what it's doing in this, my family. You know, as a parent, sometimes we lose something precious. It's so precious that breaks your heart. But then God comes and he says, just trust in me. Just trust in me. So yes, a lot of things went through my mind the last couple of days, but I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that we have such a Savior, that he never leaves us. In moments like this, that he comes to restore us, to refresh us. And I'm so thankful that he died for me. I don't understand why. Sometimes. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful that he loved me so, that he was willing to die for me. And I'm thankful for all of you. It was such a pleasant day to be prayed by so many people, and it was very special to have my grandchildren, all of them together, my wife. So I'm so thankful for Jesus and what he's done for me.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Well said.
Do you have a song, Brother Scott, you would like us to sing?
No, if we can sing 80, mechanical.
Okay. Let's do that. Number 80 in our white camp book.
Christ will